we are on the verge of collapse, and so is, you know, Spain and Portugal and Ireland and, you know, Italy and Greece. I'm telling you, we need to fight a fight. We're not selling a service. We're fighting. I am fighting. When people talk to me, they had better have read the lawsuit. They had better have seen the trailers to the movies. Go to the movie. You know, I can sum this all up like this, okay? 4 weeks ago on a Thursday night, I'm with my six-year-old daughter. I'm at my best friend's house. He's got a six-year-old son. He's got a huge house he bought in the heyday. Him and I fought a fight in 92 through 96. We drove LD from 50 cents a minute or 30 cents, whatever it was, down to 2.9. In 3 years, all you guys got low and cheap LD because of what the fight we fought with the prepaid phone card. That's a historical fact, that the prepaid phone card technology fought the big boys' monopolies and drove them down through a new technology, didn't know what hit them, and they had to start making money other ways because the LD charge was down to 2.9 with our inception, our putting the MCI card into Costco, and we drove 120,000 sales reps, and we took the price down through the invention which we promoted, which was the prepaid phone card. So we fought a fight before, Kevin and I. Kevin Young. Now, we're at his house. He's got this huge multi-million dollar house, 7,000 square feet up on a hill in Seattle. And Mike, our kids, you know, are just with, you know, our wives are, we got our kids all by herself. We got the kids in there. My little daughter, his son, they're running down the hall. You know, Kevin and I are scaring them. They're running. They're being afraid, acting fun, you know, we're kidding, you know, we're teasing them. They're running. They're acting scared. All of a sudden, my daughter turns and slips, gets her hand caught in the hinge of the door, and it's a huge, solid wooden door. And Kevin's little six-year-old boy slams the door on her finger. The door literally crushes two of her fingers. The door actually closes on her fingers. He has to open the door, pull her out. He brings her in front of me. One of her fingernails is embedded in the door. The other one's hanging off. I thought it was her finger hanging off. It's bloody. It's gory. She's screaming at me. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, here's my six-year-old. There's nothing I can do about it. She's just screaming at the top of her lungs, are you kidding me? I asked the same question to you. Are you kidding me? I mean, with what we went through in Vietnam, in Iraq, with what we know about the financial fraud that has collapsed, not only our country, but the world, are you kidding me? Are you telling me that? Is that real? I mean, it's like, look at it through the eyes of my six-year-old daughter. I mean, what's her life going to be like? What were the children's lives like in Vietnam when they got napalmed and bombed and there were collateral damage due to our military-industrial complex wanting to sell bombs and make money? You know what McNamara, when he was defense secretary, said on the Oriskany to Compton, my dad's commander? He said to him, and this is in a movie called Hugging the Deck, he went there and had one question only. How many bombs are you sending off the flight deck every day? And he only wanted to know about if they could get more tonnage dropped because the guys who were making the bombs were making all the money. That war was about money. Iraq is about money, protecting and enriching the power elite, the financial institutions that rule our country. We're going after those institutions. It's a war. Are you kidding me? When you talk to me, when you call me, when you think about what we're doing, I'm fighting a war.